It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to In Depth, presented by the San Antonio Express News. My name is Luis Vasquez, and I'll be your host as we bring in journalists, editorial board members, and columnists to give us an inside perspective into the stories they bring to the Express News each week. Today, I'm joined by staff writer Vincent Davis. He joins the show to talk about his latest article about a Harlandale Middle School student that's ranked one of the best table tennis players in the nation. Welcome back to the show, Vincent. It's been a while. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
It's always good to have you. I love reading your articles because they always put a smile on my face when I'm reading them. There's always a lot of heart in them. Yeah, no, I'm just super glad to have you back on the show.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, let's talk about Leah Morales. She's an 11-year-old table tennis player. Tell me how you caught up with her and how you got a hold of her story.
Well, you know, I was, I worked with Melissa Renteria, who was the editor of the Southside Reporter. She sent me an email. She said, hey, don't know if you heard about this young lady. Here's some information about her. And so once I read it, I was like, oh my gosh, how did I let this slip by? I had no idea. Melissa had also provided information from Harlandale Middle School, where she attends. She's a sixth grader there. And also her father's cell number. So I was able to contact Mr. Morales to set up a time where photojournalist Billy Calzada and I went out just to kind of watch her in action. And I tell you what, we almost stayed the whole, I think we left maybe about 20 minutes early, you know, the whole 3 hours there, just watching her play and watching her interact with the other players at the San Antonio Table Tennis Club. And she's phenomenal to watch. I mean, the intensity in her eyes, the way that, you know, when I was watching her, I was like, oh my gosh, it's almost like she squares off like in a wide stance, you know, it's an attack stance. That's what her father calls it. And, but when she did it, the first thing that came to mind was when Bruce Lee would break down and square off against somebody, you know, because she meant business. And to watch her return the ball back and forth without a miss is really something to behold.
I'm glad you brought up Billy Calzada. That guy does not miss. His pictures are really, really incredible. Leah looks so, like you said, she looks intense. I'll put a link in this episode's description to the article. So yes, as you're listening to this, you can go and check out Billy's photos. He did an incredible job.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I was talking to Leah's parents, Frank and Jeanette Morales, and we were sitting on a bench, and Billy, you know, when he works, he's very inobtrusive. He's off to the side, but he's just as intense in his work. That's just my observation, you know. So every little inflection of her swing and her returns, he caught it. You know, he caught it. I think it's a really accurate representation of who she is and how she plays.
One thing that was really striking was that she's only been playing for 20 months and she's ranked 13th in the United States in the girls 12 and under category. How did she get so good so quickly?
Well, you know, she's the youngest of four children. And she has older brother, I think, you know, siblings who are in their 20s. She just has always, I think, since early childhood, has been involved in some type of activity or sport. So she started out t-ball, moved on to softball, then went on to soccer, cheerleading, and competitive dance. And then so they thought that ballet would be her focus, that ballet would be the thing that she would really, you know, focus her energy on. But then one day, you know, like one summer, like almost 2 years ago, she was walking into the Mission Branch Library with her father. And she saw a table there, table tennis table, ping pong table, if you will, at that branch. And when she said, "Hey, you know, Dad, can we go check it out?" And she said, "Yeah." So they go over there and check it out. And the branch manager, Oscar Gonzalez, came over, and Leah's father was talking to him. And so he's the one that had him back, had Leah come back, and he taught her the basics. And if you will, was her first coach. But after 3 weeks of, you know, working with Leah, he's like, I think he told Mr. Morales, he said, "I think your daughter might be a natural." And he suggested that they should go and seek out some of the coaches at the San Antonio Table Tennis Club. And after one lesson with her now, with her coach, Vlad Farkas, after one lesson with her, he asked Mr. Morales if he could bring her back to help, you know, develop her talent, you know, further.
I didn't know that we had such a vibrant table tennis community in San Antonio. Can you tell me more about that and what you found? Were you aware of the table tennis community?
I wasn't. Matter of fact, when I went out, we went out last Monday to the club that's out on Lookout Run on the Northeast side. I mean, I don't even know if I did it justice and how many tables are just in the space. I mean, I'm just trying to think. It must have been more than a dozen, tightly put together, if you will, with just enough space for the players to play. But it's intense. You have, I think she may be, and I, one of the youngest, let's put it that way. I think she's one of the youngest to, you know, you have seniors, and they also work with, you know, families, veterans. So, I mean, they're really trying to spread the word about, you know, hey, come out and get lessons and work with diverse group of people here in San Antonio.
What can you tell me about her coach, Vlad Farkas? He's Romanian. What's his story?
Well, you know, he's been playing 10 years, and he came here to the United States. He began coaching here, and he coaches the gentleman that Leah played, that's in the photos, Jensen Van Amberg. And when they played, now, I have to say also that Jensen, he won a bronze in the Tokyo Paralympics Games. So, and most of the people she plays are older than her. I said, well, they all are. They're all older than her. They're more experienced, but that's the way she likes it. You know, she's, and they encourage her. They don't hold back. they give her everything they have, and she returns it. And when she does have a miss, you know, it's almost like she has a little slight grimace. She shakes it off, and then she gets back in her stance and she goes again.
She seems like a very talented, very competitive person.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like she just has that quiet storm sensibility about her. You know, she's not bombastic, over the top. You know, she's very mannerly. And the thing that struck me was when we were talking to her, you know, she was talking about that she wanted to one day make the U.S. national team and hopefully, you know, one day bring back a medal from the Olympics. But the thing that impressed me was that, you know, she was just so grateful. She had a lot of gratitude for everyone that's in her world that's helping her as she rises and through the table tennis ranks. And the one thing that the first thing that she said was, you know, she wanted to thank her parents for their sacrifice. I was like, wow, you know, just all the time being with her, because every day after school, they drive from Hollandale Middle School on the south side over here to the northeast side. That's every Monday through Friday, that's what they do. And they spend 3 hours, you know, each day as she practices to, you know, hone her skills.
I'm glad you brought up her school, because you mentioned that she somehow still kept her A average while rising in the sport. That's incredible.
Yeah. You know, her father said that she's always, you know, been a straight student. And he said, you know, she knows that if the sport starts to take a little bit away from her and her grades slip, that they'll have to reassess and, you know, adjust. But he said the number one thing that him and his wife want her to do is to have fun and be happy while she's playing.
Well, I really enjoyed the story. Like, I couldn't help but smile while reading it. It's just like such a heartwarming story. She seems like a super nice young lady. Thanks for your time, Vince. I really appreciate it. I really love all the stories you, every story that I get to talk to you about is always just delightful.
Oh no, thank you. And thank you for the podcast. You know, that gets me through the day sometimes too. So when I'm gonna, you know, I can just click on a podcast and hear about my colleagues. So we appreciate everything that you do for, you know, with the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Vince. Well, we'll have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Take care now, Luis.
Next up is a short interview with Leah Morales and her father, Frank Morales. They were kind enough to join the show and answer a few questions. So Leah, first of all, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Let's get started and talk about what made you fall in love with table tennis.
Yeah, I think what mostly made me fall in love with it is how difficult the sport is, because most sports I was able to pick up pretty easily, but this one took a lot more effort.
I kind of gather you're pretty competitive.
Yes.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have two brothers and one sister.
Are you competitive with them?
Kind of, but I can beat them, so not really. I used to, though.
Are they older or younger than you, did you say?
They're older than me.
They're older than you. Vince did say that when he saw you play in the gym, most of the people you play against are older than you.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Sometimes it feels a little bit weird because like I'm the only girl in there. Yeah. I've gotten used to it.
Were you nervous at first, and how do you feel now playing against all these different skilled players? How did your confidence go from when you started to now?
Yeah. Definitely. At first I was nervous because I was the only kid in there, but then over time I just got used to it. And like, I thought like, oh, I can actually like hang with them and sometimes I can beat them. So it gave me more confidence as I got better.
How long have you been playing?
A year and a half.
In January, it'll be 2 years.
In January, it'll be 2 years.
Yeah.
How do you think you got so good so fast?
Probably my coaches. I have good coaches and just trying to apply everything that they say.
It says on Vince's article, you spend about 3 hours at the gym a couple times a week. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
How do you manage a full like school workload and your like developing athletic career in table tennis?
Yeah, it's hard, but I just like try to make sure that like I go to bed at a good time, and normally I just like my body's gotten used to it over time, I guess.
And for Dad, how do you feel she's handling everything? She's just turned 11 years old, or
No, she'll be 12 here coming in October already. I don't think there's any better way to handle it other than the way she's been able to do it, because she always does her work. She's been an all A student since pre-K 4. She's never had a B in her life. I mean, there's nothing wrong with B's, but her goal has always just been to have straight A's. And so she still has straight A's. And for the most part, she just makes sure that she handles her business at school. So not too much of that load carries over to the house and into her training. But she's known since she was way small, maybe first, second, that, you know, that she's got to put school first. We've always instilled that in her, and she never, ever refused that. Like, she takes pride in her work at school and being an A honor roll student. It's just amazing. I mean, like, I couldn't ask for anything more than the person that she is and the way she's handled everything. In this sport, we've learned that there's tears, there's laughter, there's joy, and there's victory and defeat. And as hard as it hurts at times, it feels twice as good once you come out victorious. And that was a perfect example of this past weekend. It was a up and down roller coaster, but it paid off, and she had a great day yesterday, and she won first place in 1750 and under, and second place in 1900 and under, and her first cash prize. So it's been excellent. It's been awesome to watch her.
Wow. Congratulations. One thing I love to ask people who are like doing what they love is like, for example, in podcasting and in like doing these interviews, my favorite part is talking to these people and like hearing your story, but the work part is really like going back and editing it and putting it all together. What's like the most fun part for you, and which part is kind of like the work part that's not so great?
Yeah. The most fun part, I think, is just training every day and getting to like play other people, I guess. But like the part where I like don't really like that much is like physical conditioning, where I have to like make myself do extra drills and extra jump roping and stuff. I don't really like that part, but I still have to do it.
I see. And how far do you want to take this? Like, you want to go pro? I think I read that you want to go to the Olympics for table tennis.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be nice, because I feel like in America, table tennis isn't really that popular. So I want to like bring home a medal. So like if anybody else wants to try it, they can say like, oh, well, a medal was won by this player, so like we can do it too.
That is so cool. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. It's really impressive. I really enjoyed Vince's article, and I love talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.